There's been a shakeup in the Trump administration. Michael Flynn has resigned as White House National Security Advisor after less than a month on the job. Flynn is a retired lieutenant general with the U.S. Army. As National Security Advisor, he was responsible for giving President Donald Trump guidance on U.S. intelligence and ways to protect the country. Why did he resign? Late last year, while former President Obama was in office, Flynn had phone conversations with the Russian ambassador to the United States. In those calls, according to the Washington Post, Flynn discussed recent sanctions, penalties, that the Obama administration had levied against Russia. It's illegal for unauthorized private American citizens to negotiate with foreign governments on America's behalf, and at the time of the phone calls, Flynn was not yet National Security Advisor. Law enforcement and intelligence officials say it doesn't look like Flynn broke the law, but the White House says there was a trust issue. Apparently, Flynn misled Trump administration officials by initially telling them that he had not discussed sanctions with Russia. In his resignation, Flynn said he unintentionally gave incomplete information to Vice President Mike Pence. The job of National Security Advisor is not an official cabinet position, so the president doesn't need Senate approval to replace Flynn.